This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to have you folks with us. Many of you have been with us quite a while now and have corresponded with us on a regular basis and tell us how much you appreciate these messages. If you'd like, we have many, many studies on the Antichrist Bible, the soon coming of our blessed Lord, the grace of God, many, many other studies. If you write me, I'll send you a catalog or a listing of all of those studies and the availability and the cost and so forth. But right now, we're bringing you a series of studies on the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're taking the book of Revelation, slowly going through it there, bringing out some of the things that the Lord lays on our hearts. And we're looking now at the church at Smyrna. We began the last study or two looking there. And we've come down now to that 11th verse there where he's speaking of the second death. Let's look there, if you will. In the 11th verse, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Speaking here to the church at Smyrna. The Holy Spirit is the only divine light the church has. How many times we think that the Holy Spirit is leading when he's not? So many people have made a cult today out of the Holy Spirit. They even call the blessed Holy Spirit it. They do not realize that the Holy Spirit is God, my friend, thinking they know him when they only know a demon spirit. How many demon spirits have taken the place in the hearts of men and women and impersonating the Holy Spirit? Then Christ said, "He that overcometh shall not be hurt in the second death." That's what we're going to speak about at this time, the second death. We noticed in our last study that the overcoming one, according to 1 John 5:4, is the born again one. "He that is born of God overcometh the world." Then Christ said, "This one, born of the Spirit, washed in the blood, delivered by his power, indwelt by his Holy Spirit, kept by his power, shall be delivered. Thank God for his shall nots and his I shalls." Here we notice one of the shall nots of God. He said, "Shall not be hurt of the second death." There are two deaths, my friend. Folks don't want to hear it. I tell my folks in my Wednesday night service one night last week, two things that I find. Old folks, old gray-headed, stoop-shouldered, hump-shouldered folks don't think they're going to die. They don't think they're going to die, but they are. The Bible says it's appointed unto a man once to die. And then the other thing I find, our young people don't think they're ever going to get old. No, I see this generation that we have now. Our young people are so vulnerable for Satan's attacks. I see the way our young women dress now. This mood that they have with these low-slung jeans and the bare bellies and the rings in the bellies. And my friend, those folks are going to grow old. That generation is going to grow old and die. Just like the old folks on the scene now, they're gonna die. But folks don't believe that. Folks do not believe it. I conduct funerals all over this country. Oh, how many have I conducted in the last several years? It's a living proof that folks are going to die. But listen, there are two deaths. There's a physical death, or the separation of the soul from the body. When this dissolution takes place, we say the individual dies, and he does. May I repeat it? The first death is the separation of the soul from the body. Did you know you're going to die, my friend? You may be robust, physically fit, healthy as a horse, as they say, but you're going to die. If the Lord does not come back soon, you're going to die. The old trailblazer is going to die. One day, these eyes are closed in death. You know, we don't like to talk about death, do we? You know why? Because we're afraid of the unknown. But God's child is going to be with the Lord. All born-again believers and unbelievers die that death, that separation. Now, if Christ delays his coming, we will all face death sooner or later. If the Lord doesn't come soon, you and I, the laws of nature prove that we're going to die. I know that there's billions of dollars spent now. I see it in the paper. Billions of dollars spent for these trying to stay young. I see these old women, especially women, because they're so vain, a lot of them. I know an old lady who spent several thousand dollars, has three different facelifts, and her face looks like a 17 or 18 year old child, young woman, but her body, she walks with a walker, and her knees are swollen, and her elbows are swollen, and her fingers are stiff, but she wanted to look like a child in the face, and she did. She has money, and she paid for it, but it does not preserve the life. It will not. No, one day, before long, she'll be dead. May already be. I haven't seen her in a long time. If Christ delays his coming, you and I will face death sooner or later. You say, well, I don't want to hear that, Trailblazer. I wish you would. I wish you would face reality. Christ says here that born-again individuals will not face the second death. Now, why? In Hebrews 2:9, we read that he, by the grace of God, should taste death. Listen now. We read, let's go back and read it again, Hebrews 2:9. We read that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. The word death here refers to the second death. And Christ tasted the second death for every born-again believer, for every child of God. As he tasted death for us, and because he lives, we shall also live. We're going to live, my friend. The old Trailblazer, we'll go to the grave, sure, but the soul's going to live on. Now the question arises, you may want to ask this question, what is the second death? In Revelation 20:14, we find these words, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then listen to these words in Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the whoremongers, and the murderers, and the sorcerers, and the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, my friend, I asked you, are you a child of God? Do you have a substitute for your sin? Do you have a hope that is higher than you are? What is your hope? Is your hope in your good life? Is your hope in the fact that you join some church back there somewhere? Big church, little church, doesn't matter. Is it that you shook some preacher's hand or that you made some kind of communion service? My friend, is that what your hope is? The Bible says, if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. Is your hope in this life that you're going to attain something that will make you fit for heaven? My friend, there is no such a thing. Only one thing prepares us for heaven, and that's to be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the old Trailblazer is very, very dogmatic. Yes, I believe the Bible, every jot and every tittle. And it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It says that after that, the judgment. It says that there are none righteous, no, not one. Where does that leave you and me? It leaves us without hope, except we have someone to pay our sin debt. You and I owe a sin debt, my friend. You may not admit it. You may not even want to talk about it, but you owe a sin debt, a great debt. When you came into this world, you inherited a great debt of sin because your forefathers and mine were sinners. So we inherited their sin debt. And the scripture tells us there's none righteous, no, not one. But listen, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? If you never come to know the Lord, if you never are brought under the blood tree, you say, how does that happen, Trailblazer? How does that happen? Well, let me just give you a short synopsis. I was a sinner. Outside of Christ, had no idea that I was lost, but the Lord awakened me. How so, you said? Well, the scripture went home to my heart, just like these scriptures here. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Lord took that home to my heart one day, and I saw and realized that I had no hope, I know there's a lot of false hope out there. I know that. People put their hope in the fact that their mother and dad were great Christians, so-called. They put their hope in the fact that they've been a good child all their life and never ran into gross sin. Those things are false hopes. But my friend, my hope is Christ. The Lord awakened me to my lost condition and set my heart to seeking the Lord. And the Bible is so plain and so positive that if men would come to Christ seeking mercy, it says if you cry, he'll hear you. When will you cry? When you see yourself as a sinner. That's what happened to me under Holy Spirit conviction. You don't hear that anymore, do you? You folks out there in our radio audience up there in Norfolk, Virginia, hearing this message, you don't hear anything about Holy Spirit conviction, do you? There in Huntington, West Virginia, you don't hear anything, do you? Up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on WNL. And you don't hear anything about that, do you? Oh, no. Just join the church. Just come on down and join the big church. We'll put you to work. We'll join. Yeah, that's what folks do. Put you to work. That's what they did to me. But the Lord didn't let me rest there. The Lord kept his hand up on me. You know why? Because I was one of his chosen ones. Who do you know if you're chosen? You know how to know? You know how to find out if you're chosen of God? Come to the Lord and find out. Come seeking the Lord. Come asking the Lord. Lord, save me. Lord, grant me repentance. Do you know you have to be granted repentance? Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And you must be granted repentance. Repentance is a gift of God. You can't work it up. You can't pray it up. You can't hope it up. No, you can't go to church it up. No, you can't do that. Salvation is of the Lord. All by and through the death, the burial, the resurrection. You say, well, that's a strange thing. I never heard that before. Well, my friend, this is the time the Lord is bringing you the gospel. We bring you the Voice of Truth broadcast on another station on different days, and we come on the air with this is the Voice of Truth, God's unbroken, verbally inspired word, and that's what it is. And Satan is trying his best, done his best, to negate all the effectiveness of God's word by watering it down, calling his emissaries to preach, so-called preach the gospel. Our great old seminaries of this nation have been infiltrated by a lost individual, lost professors who know nothing. They're proud, and they have all those things behind their name, DDs and PhDs and all that, and it doesn't mean a thing in the world, my friend. You know what the old trailblazer has behind his name? SS, Save Sinner. And someone said, DD, that's a dead dog. Oh, but my friend, I'm trying to make you think. Would you think about your soul? What is your hope this morning or tonight, wherever you hear this broadcast? I know it goes out on different times, on different stations, but wherever you at this time, would you think about your soul? What is your hope? Are you just hope to live as all you can, get all you can, sit on the can, and enjoy life, and then die like a dog? You think, no, sir. No, the soul is eternal, my friend. It's going to live on throughout eternity, day in and day out. And if you never come to know the Lord, it's grace, my friend, to know the Lord. It's grace. God is gracious, long-suffering, and merciful, not willing that any should perish, but that everyone should come to know the Lord. Now, I know I'm paraphrasing that, but my friend, listen. He said he waits to be gracious. Our Lord is not a tyrant, yet he's not a little effeminate sissy God standing on the sideline of time waiting for you or someone to come along and trust Jesus. No, sir. Our Lord is on the throne. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. And he gets all the glory out of every sinner who ever gets saved. And if you never get saved, he'll get glory out of you going into eternity lost to his justice. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Would you remember my mailing address? Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. Till next time, goodbye and God bless you.
The Radio Bible and Book Room is a nonprofit ministry of the First Baptist Church of Algiers in connection with Radio Missions. We offer over 1,500 titles of early Puritan, Baptist, and Reformed works, including commentaries, sermons, devotionals, gifts, children's products, and a variety of King James Study Bibles in regular, large, and giant print. For an online catalog and information about the Radio Bible and Book Room, visit our website at radiomissions.org.